Welcome to Pneuma Church Podcast. Wherever you are in the world, we are so glad you've joined us. Our prayer is that this message will reveal more of who our Heavenly Father is as we all grow deeper in intimacy with Jesus. Enjoy the message.
Welcome to 2026. We're exceptionally proud of you all. We thank you for being part of the journey with us as for 2.5 years, a little bit over 2.5 years. Pauline and I have been here, and you know what? We were looking at 2025, and we finished well. We really finished well. There was significant growth in the areas of focus. We also witnessed, we saw how this family, how you encountered Jesus, how you pressed in, how you hungered for more, how you grew, how you rose to the occasions, how you faced giants in the moments. And we just want to thank you. We want to thank you for persevering with us. We want to thank you for pushing through for us. And I really believe that the turnaround is here. 2026 is a different year, completely different. Last week, Pastor Bruce Hills was here, and he preached a phenomenal message, which I would encourage you to go and listen to. And he said this. He said, it's time to let go of the paralysis of the past and prepare for God's new thing. That's a word for this church. That's a word for Pneuma. But that's a word for Pneuma East. It's the time to let go of the paralysis of the past and prepare for God's new thing. Prepare for God's new thing. I believe 2026 holds God's new thing. I'm not sure that you're aware that we have a very significant, powerful, dynamic, over-the-top year that is ahead of us. I don't know if you're aware of that. I don't know if you're aware that today, as we anoint you and we anoint your family, we put oil on your forehead. We are actually setting you aside for God to come and to reveal to you what He is doing, the new thing He is doing in and through you for 2026. You see, this new thing in 2026 starts right in the beginning, even before we were even on the planet, and that is the Hebrew calendar. When we go and look at the Hebrew calendar, we got to acknowledge that the Hebrew year 5786, which is this year, is a significant year because prophetically it characterizes the year of Fevav. Fevav. What does that mean, JJ? Well, let's unpack it. You see, the word P-E-Y, pronounced Fe, is in the Hebrew, represents the ongoing decade of the mouth. If you have a look at the symbol, okay, next one, please. That one, you can have a look at the symbol. There's an open mouth. The opening is referred to as the open mouth. This is the decade of the mouth, 5780 to 5789. It signifies that the power of your words is important. So your prophetic declarations, your prayer, your proclaiming God's promises, calling those things that are not as if they were, Romans 4:17. In other words, using your voice shapes the reality that you walk in. This is the Hebrew year that we are in. The next word, fav, is a tent, peg, or a hook. If you have a look at the symbol again, it looks like a tent peg. It looks like a hook. And guess what? You and I are that hook. You and I are the point when heaven latches onto earth. This hook or this tent peg reminds us that God chooses to establish His eternal purposes through faithful people like you and I who become the fastening point between heaven and earth. It's not just symbols. There's a prophetic picture here. There's a prophetic declaration happening here. And then when you look at 5786, 6 is biblically known as what? The number of man. Why? Because man was created on the sixth day. So this year emphasizes again that the human vessel, which is you and I, aligning their words with God's will establish His kingdom on earth. Your words will establish His kingdom on earth. This is where your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, becomes a reality because your open mouth, your declarations, your prayers, your speaking life is going to shift the atmospheres. It's going to shift life. It's going to break death. It's going to release purpose. This is the year, folks, where aligned mouths release heaven's reality on earth. Your aligned mouth, you play a role in this. Your aligned mouth will release God's purpose. It will release heaven's reality on earth. So here's my first challenge. You know that every sermon I give you a challenge. This is the first challenge for 2026. Is your mouth going to be aligned with God's plan? You need to know. You play a role. You, not your neighbor. You. I'm going to use a lot of you. Today's very directive. It's not we, not us. Because when I we and I us, guess what? You sort of like go under the radar. No, this is going to be more directive. I really felt that God, I was in my preparation that I had to do this. You need to know that you play a role in God's new thing happening. Doesn't help we sit on a chair and we go, God is doing a new thing. Whoop-de-doo. Guess what? 2027 comes along. God is doing a new thing. 2028, God is doing a new thing. Come on. You and I play a significant role in God's new thing being fulfilled on earth. Another reason why this year is significant, I believe, is because God is calling us, the Numa East family, higher. Next level. Glory to glory to glory to glory. Last year, the banner over the year was obedience. Obedience. You heard it throughout. Sermons. You heard it through messages. You heard it through scripture. You heard it through song. Even as early as last weekend when Pastor Bruce Hills was here, in his message, one of his points was on obedience. So last year, September, I was busy praying, preparing, and I'm asking God, what is the banner of the year for 2026? And I'm saying, oh God, let it be fun. Can we have the year of fun or the year of joy or the year of laughter? Or I mean, we've gone through a significant period. Amen? Let us just have something fun, Lord. And he didn't want to release a fun thing. I'm like, come on, Jesus. Can it not be the year of joy? That we just preach joy and we all smile and nope, I didn't get it. And then one morning I was upstairs and busy praying and God gave me a word. And I'm like, all right, God, as I always do, God, you give me this word, you got to confirm it. And I normally ask for three confirmations, always. And we're sitting in the staff meeting. And that morning in the staff meeting, a couple of hours later, in the staff meeting, all the staff used that same word. It was like kiss, 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 kisses from heaven. I'm like, thank you, God, I've got the word. So are you ready? Come on, drum roll. Everybody on their laps, drum roll. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the banner of the year for Numa East is faithfulness. Not fun, not joy, not laughter. Faithfulness. There's a heaviness to that word, faithfulness. I don't know if you know that, but anyway, Jesus is going to be with us as we walk through this. Yes. So when I started looking at this, I actually saw that there's a biblical progression from obedience to faithfulness. You see, obedience is about response, but faithfulness is about endurance. Obedience says yes to his voice, yes to his scripture. But now that obedience needs to be established, to grow roots, to stabilize, and that takes place through faithfulness. Put it another way, what we began last year now needs to mature into our lives because we're going from glory to glory, correct? Yes? Yes? We can't drink milk forever in our lives. We've got to start eating steak, biltong. Yeah? Okay, let's leave it at stake. At stake. Faithfulness is a word, is something that I think the church, to a degree, is very flippant about. But you see how he's calling us higher. I really believe that God doesn't want Sundays to just be warm and fuzzies. Warm and fuzzy gatherings. Oh, Jesus was in the house. Oh, it was so glorious. Oh, it was so amazing. We've got to come back next week. No. I really believe that he wants his church family, you and I, to be a force that is reckoned with. On a Sunday, on a Monday, on a Tuesday, on a Wednesday, on a Thursday, on a Friday, on a Saturday, on a Sunday, on a Monday, 365 days of the year, I believe God wants you and I to be a force to be reckoned with in our workplace, in our schools, in our universities, in our community, everywhere and anywhere we go. I believe that's what he wants for us. And so we are called to step higher. From obedience to faithfulness. And like last year, we will unpack this more throughout the year. But today I want to share two very important things on why faithfulness is important. Keeping in mind that this is the year 5, 7, 8, 6. Those of you taking notes, the first one is faithfulness begins with God before it is required of us. He is a good God. He does not expect you to do something that he is not. So Lamentations 3:22 ends with this. Oh, I'm going to read it. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. We sing a song about that. They are new every morning. Great is your... He is more faithful because he is faithfulness. We are not faithful to earn God's goodness. We are faithful because God is faithful. You see, God is faithful to his covenant. What is his covenant, JJ? Covenant is the sacred promise that God has given us. Deuteronomy 7:9. The Lord your God is God. Thank goodness he's God. The faithful God who keeps covenant. Biblically, covenant is not based on human reliability. It's based on God's character. God is faithful to his promises. I said this in the first service, and I feel I've got to say this again. There's some of us here who have not seen fulfilled promises. Hold on to those promises. If they are from God, they will be fulfilled. It says so in Scripture, Hebrews 10:23. So let us seize and hold fast and retain without wavering the hope we cherish and confess and our acknowledgement of it. For he who promised is reliable and faithful to his word. I mean, what more surety do we need for this year? He is faithful to his word. Everything that is in you. You know you've got over 7,000 promises that are yours that are in this word. All 7,000, he is faithful to his word. God does not speak carelessly. Every promise he makes is anchored in his truth and it is fulfilled in his timing. That's a word. We need to hear that. We like the promises, but we're not prepared to walk out the timing. In his timing, what feels like delay to many people is often God's process of formation. It's not failure. God does not fail you. That's a lie from hell. He does not fail you. My scripture says, the God that I serve is he, for he who promised is reliable. He is reliable and faithful to his word. We trust God not because we see fulfillment, but because we know. Not know, we know in our hearts that the promise keeper is faithful to his word. Another point, God is faithful without ceasing, even when his people, you and I, are not. Ouch. Ouch. Say ouch. Say to your neighbor, ouch, that hurts. You see, if we are faithless, in 2 Timothy 2:13 it says, if we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. He cannot deny himself. You see, God's faithfulness doesn't rise and fall when he's got a mood swing. God's faithfulness doesn't rise and fall because our obedience lacks. When his people waver, God does not change. His faithfulness is not something he does. It is who he is. The second thing I want to point out, and I want us to understand as we embrace this year, as we move into the significant year of 5, 7, 8, Pavav, is this. Faithfulness is required, not gifted. Mm-hmm. That's the word. 1 Corinthians 4, 1-2, Paul writes to a divided church in Corinth. So then you must perceive us not as leaders of factions, but as servants of the anointed one. That's us. Those who have been entrusted with God's mysteries. That's us. The most important quality, here it comes, of one entrusted with such secrets, us, is this, that they are faithful and trustworthy. No more excuses. You can't get to heaven one day and say, I'm sorry, I didn't know. Because he's going to put on the big screen this very big South African who's just told you. He'll play back to you. I love it. Anybody in here that has accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior? 5 of you, you're lying. Anyone entrusted with God's mysteries? Every person who's accepted him as Lord and Savior has been entrusted with his mysteries. Everyone and anyone that has accepted him has been entrusted with his mysteries. Listen up, church. Listen. Paul is crystal clear. In the kingdom of God, faithfulness is not optional. It's required of all those who God has entrusted. It's not a special calling. Oh, Pastor JJ needs to be faithful. No. You've got to be faithful. You have to be faithful. It's required by all. God does not ask, he does not ask you, how much did you do? He asks, were you faithful with what I have given you? What are the words that we all long to hear one day? Well done, good and... well done, good and faithful servant. That indicates something. That indicates that what is in your hands is what he has entrusted you with and what you have been faithful with. Relationship with him, reading the word, declaring, marriage, children, friends, finances, job, school, uni, whatever it is. What is in your hands? Think about it, church. What is in your hands right now? What have you got? Whatever you've got, he's entrusted to you. Haven't got it by chance. He's entrusted it to you. You see, God does not measure his servants by how impressive they are. He measures them by how faithful they have been. Well done, good and faithful servant. In the kingdom of God, we've got to read our success is not size or empires or being in the spotlights. Success is faithfulness with what you've done with what has been put in your hand over time. Faithfulness is showing up when it's tough. Faithfulness is showing up when it's just ordinary. Faithfulness is showing up when it's yuck, when life sucks. Faithfulness is obeying when it's costly. Faithfulness is continuing when it's unseen. You don't have to be on the platform to be faithful. Be faithful out there, and he will give you the platform. Faithfulness is measured by what we were given. Luke 16:10 says, whoever is faithful in very little is faithful also in much. The season you are in. Right now. Oh, Lord, get me out of this season. No, be faithful in the season you're in. The people you lead, the resources you steward. Lord, give me $1 million. Be faithful with the 1,000 you have. You're getting double whammy. You're getting more than what the previous service got. But you know what? I really want to call this family, this group, I want to call you higher. There's something significant about this team. I really sense in my spirit that these are the groups that we are going to penetrate. We're going to pierce heaven on Sundays when we gather. I really sense this in this group. You're quiet and reserved, But I'm going to pray God releases a bomb in this place, a bomb of his presence. There's revivalists in this place that you need to waken up. You've been dormant for too long, way too long. God's given you a promise. You've put it on the shelf because somebody said, oh, just put it on the shelf and it'll come. No, no, no. Fight for that promise. Declare that promise. Take it out. Read over it. Read over it. That's what Paul said to Timothy. Use it as a weapon. This is the year. 5, 7, 8, 6. JJ, let's move on. Go. Are we all good? Please smile at me. You love me. Give me a wave if you love me. All right. Majority of you love me. Please forgive me if I've offended, but I haven't offended. I know I haven't. The question is, never did you do what others did. The question is, were you faithful what I gave you? That's the question. So I conclude. Tim, you can come and tinkle, tinkle and make me sound pretty here, please. This word faithfulness sets the tone for the whole year. Sets the tone for the banner of the year. Not hype, but good, solid, godly habits. Take note of the godly habits. Not moments, not every now and again I have a moment. No, no, no. Longevity and perseverance and maturity throughout the year. Not applause. It's not about applause, but it's about faithfulness over time. You see, when faithfulness becomes our culture, I don't want it to be my culture. I want it to be our culture. When faithfulness becomes our culture, God will entrust us with more. I'm calling you higher. I'm really believing that we will see eyesight restored, deaf people hearing, creative limbs growing out. I'm really believing. I had a word. Somebody came to me after and said, I really sense. This is me declaring the prophetic word I received as a weapon. I'm sharing it so it's out there. This person came up to me, gave me a scripture, and says, I really sense that God is putting on, placing on you the Reinhard Bonnke mantle. That's huge. I'm like, do I really want this? I do want it. Because I saw with my own eyes somebody put under the stage where he was preaching, dead. For I don't know how many days, 4 or 5 days, traveled in Africa at the back of a ute. No mortuary, no cool room, stench, underneath, come back to life. I saw it. I'm like, I receive that, Lord. And I release that. I release that over every single one of us because we all play a role. So folks, I say this. Faithful people become the hook that continually pulls heaven into earth. So for 2026, I'm not calling you to chase recognition. Not at all. I'm calling you to embrace your responsibility as a son and a daughter of God. And in faith, I declare that by the end of 2026, as we step over into 2027, I wrote this down, the New Me East family will be found faithful. Amen. Amen. Come on, let's give God praise. Let's pray. Open your hands. There where you are. Father, you've never failed us. You've never failed us. As you have been faithful to us, we commit to be faithful to you. Forming us faithful hearts. That those hearts of a lion, may they rise up on the inside of us. Tenacious, vicious, ferocious, Lord God, that we will be a mouth to our nation. We will declare that this is the great Southland of the Holy Spirit. And when we say that, Lord God, that everything in nature will reverberate because your kingdom will saturate. Father, we pray that our hearts will, that we will pray faithful prayers. And Lord God, that we'll be good stewards of that is in our hand. Help us in this year to honor you. Help us in this year, Father God, to walk the road with you. Strengthen us, Lord. Give us strength, Holy Spirit. Guide us, Holy Spirit, to remain faithful in every season, that we will not be moved by what we hear, by what we see, by what we feel. We will only be moved by the Word of God. And as we look at the Word of God, we will be faithful to the end, Lord God. Father, as we step into this year, may your church here in the east of Melbourne, may we, your church, Newman East family, may we be the ones that will be found faithful in Jesus' mighty name. Just everybody say that. I receive that for myself. Amen and amen. Amen and amen.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you enjoyed today's podcast. And we realize that not everyone has had the opportunity to respond to the good news of the gospel. And for this reason, in all of our services and platforms, we want to extend to you the opportunity to follow Jesus. The Bible teaches us that we have been created for a relationship with God. However, sin, which is essentially disobedience, independence, and disbelief, or us simply missing the mark, entered the world and separated us from God. Romans chapter 6, verse 23 says that the wages of sin is death. And a debt was owed, and the Bible tells us that he, Jesus, demonstrated his love for us, that while we were still sinners, he died for us. Jesus paid the penalty for our sin. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." God so loved the world that he gave us Jesus, that whoever believes in him will be saved. All that is required of anyone is that they believe in Jesus, the Son of God, who came, lived, died, and rose again so that we could be forgiven, made right, and given the right to become children of God and to have life forevermore with him. Today, you can begin a relationship with Jesus. To believe in him is to simply to respond with faith in our hearts and confess with our mouths that he is Lord. And we do that through a simple prayer. Follow along with me. Dear Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God. I thank you that you love me and came to forgive me of my sin. I repent from my old way of life and I turn to follow you. I receive the free gift of eternal life and I ask that you fill me with the Holy Spirit so that I can live a life of following after you. I thank you that I am born again as a child of God and that I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. Amen. If you prayed this prayer for the first time, we would love to connect with you and connect you to your next step and the local church in your area. You can contact us on our website at newma.church. Thanks for listening.